Welcome to The Travelling Introvert. Today, I want to talk about how to stop the negative thinking and self-talk that you might have after you make a mistake. And this comes after an incident that happened to me recently where I thought I'd made a mistake. I kind of read an email, got a little flustered, talked to somebody, continued to get flustered, knew that I had an event to go to, and so couldn't concentrate on this mistake or how to rectify or whatever the deal with the mistake was. And so I messaged my sort of group of accountability humans for this particular subject and left them all a message going, this happened, this happened, and this happened. What do you advise? And then I went to my event. I came back to the event with a bunch of messages, and then I had time to go ahead and review and look at what had actually happened and figured out actually I hadn't necessarily made a mistake. There'd just been some miscommunication, et cetera, et cetera. But during that time, if I didn't have the event to go to, I very well would have spiraled into huge negative thinking, to the point that after all of this was over, I messaged one of my friends and was like, wow, that one email made me forget for one second that I'm a bad, wonderful human being. And so I would like for everyone else not to fall into that trap. So very quickly, I just want to talk about some ways that you can sort of stop negative thinking after a big mistake, if that happens. And so it's really important to acknowledge and accept, kind of take a look at what the mistake was, discuss the significance of it. And that's a really crucial first step, not just for solving the issue, but towards personal growth. And so taking ownership, and yes, we always talk about reframing mistakes as opportunities, but we see mistakes as failure, and we cannot have success without failure. They are the building blocks. Success and failure are the building blocks of any career, any life. So you can't have one without the other. So that's okay as long as you use it as an opportunity to learn and improve. And so you need to challenge that negative self-talk, because that will hinder progress. It will perpetuate feelings of inadequacy. It will make you make further mistakes, or it will make you procrastinate, or it will make you do all sorts of things. So have a reframing technique. Look at the challenge in a different way. Replace the negative thoughts with positive affirmations. Look at the data. What have you done correctly? Never mind what's happened or what's been done wrong, but what have you done correctly and what can you do differently? So think about what you think, and is that really the truth? Or is it just the way that you're framing it for yourself? And then take a step back. Don't immediately respond. Don't immediately think about all this, that, and the other. Stop. Take stock. Get the data. What actually happened? Not what you thought, not someone felt, but what actually happened. And the steps that led up to that. Was a mistake made? If so, okay, how can it be rectified? And how can it be prevented in the future? Or how can a system be put in place? Or how can you get help? Whatever it might be. But stop and breathe and try not to sort of get into this negative self-thinking and blaming yourself and assuming, of course, it must be my fault. I did something wrong. I'm bad. I was rushed. I was distracted. It could just be a miscommunication. It could be that someone took something the wrong way. It could be you forgot to send a file. Whatever it might be. But once you've figured out exactly what happened, not what you thought, not what people thought happened, what actually happened, write out a timeline. And that will help sort of ground you. And then take action. What do you need to do to change the situation? What are the actionable steps that you can take to make it different, have a different outcome? Whether it's apologizing, whether it's creating a new file, whether it's insert thing here. What are the action steps that you are going to take? And who do you need to inform about these action steps? Only then reach out and explain what's happened and what's going to happen. Because then not only do you have a timeline of this is what happened and this is what led to this conclusion and this is what we're going to do differently. This is huge. It shows you taking responsibility. It shows you taking action. And this helps stop the negative thinking, because you then were like, yeah, I did that and I solved a thing. So just embrace sometimes that we do make mistakes. We are human and that's okay. And then use it to move forward on your journey. Thank you for listening. This is Janice at thecareerintrovert.com, helping you build your brand, get hired, along with raising your executive presence so you can get the value out of the career that you want. Have a great rest of your day.